I'm standing on the steps of the Capitol building right now. It's that dome-topped building you see in all of the postcards of Washington where Congress sits. Both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, are the two parts of our Congress that write our laws and vote on them in America. Now, 2 years ago, in 2006, Democrats seized control of both parts of Congress. But the only problem was in the Senate, they control just a thin majority. One vote separates them from Republicans. It takes 60 senators to pass really pretty much anything but the simplest bill. So the challenge for Democrats is to get 9 more seats. Right now they have 51 out of 100 senators, and they need to get to 60 to really do anything. Of course, this is extremely challenging because Republicans have a lot of safe positions this year, and the Democrats are working extra hard, spending a lot of money to get these 9 Senate seats that they need. I'm walking down the white marble hallways now, past the office where John Warner, one of the Republican senators, is leaving this office to make way for, likely, a new Democrat next year. Americans tend to forget how important senators are to their government because during the past 8 years, of course, George Bush has seized so much power for himself, people tend to not think of senators that much anymore. They have a lot of power. One of their biggest powers is the ability to stop a bill cold in its tracks from ever becoming law. That's called filibustering in the term of Congress. It sounds very fancy. All filibustering is stopping business cold. Nothing can be done in the Senate. It grinds to a halt. It takes 60 senators to get rid of a filibuster. So you see now how important it is to get those 9 new Democrats. If they go from 51 to 60, they can stop any filibuster they want. We've crossed the road, and now we're visiting the offices of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. This is the arm where all the wannabe senators get together and talk strategy. What cities do we campaign in? Where do we choose to spend our money? Questions like that. Now, in order for Democrats to reach this magic number of 60 senators, they have to fight extra hard in swing states. There are 12 particular swing states for the Democratic Senate. Of course, in these offices, the party must decide how much do we give to each state. Let's take a couple of examples. North Carolina. You have Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole. She is royalty in her party. She was married to Bob Dole, who Americans know well. He ran for president against Bill Clinton. That's not helping Elizabeth this year. Conservatives love her, but Barack Obama is exciting black voters in her state, and she is in a precarious position right now. Another state, Alaska. You tend to think, ooh, Sarah Palin is governor. She's quite popular. But all the bad press she's getting on the presidential campaign is hurting the state Republicans. In addition, the senator currently sitting there, Ted Stevens, Republican from Alaska, he's on trial. 7 criminal counts in a Washington courtroom. And this is another good piece of news for Democrats in Alaska. So this is just 2 of the 12. Things are looking pretty good for Democrats overall, but as any sportsman knows, winning 9 out of those 12 is going to be tough.